Construction of the keep at Norwich started in the early 12th century, the centrepiece of one of the largest castles in the land. Archaeological research has shown the castle was built in two stages on a newly enlarged mound. Construction began with the basement level, giving time for the earth below to settle. Today, you can still see the remains of the piers in the basement floor. These pier bases originally supported columns reaching all the way up to the principal floor above, where the balcony runs around the keep today. When they were first built, the piers stood separately from one another down the centre of the room. But in the 1200s, they were expanded, with arches built to span between the columns and the exterior walls. Although we can't be sure, it's likely this change was designed to address wider structural concerns about the keep, which from an early date suffered from subsidence. The gap between the external walls and the internal spine of the keep was so wide that no wooden beam was long or strong enough to bridge the gap, so the arches supported the weight of the building, people, and furnishings above. Currently, Norwich Castle is in the middle of an exciting project designed to take it back to its Norman heyday. In the redevelopment, we will remove the modern ceiling above you and reinstall a floor at the proper Norman level. The pier bases, long forgotten in the basement, will be transformed, using modern lighting techniques to recreate the columns. Make sure you come back at Easter 2020 to see all the changes to the castle. In the meantime, please tell us what you think of your experience here today.